Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Gritta III, your host of this K-State Podcast. Yes, another K-State Podcast. But we cover all things K-State sports, whether that is football, basketball, indoor track, men's golf continuing to go on. We will check back in with them after I record that. After this, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, volleyball, soccer, everything else in between, including sometimes women's rowing. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and give us a listen here. I am recording this on Wednesday evening here, folks. The 19th of February, 2025. We're on the back second half of the month here in 2025. All things K-State sports. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you for checking out this podcast. And if you're not a subscriber already, please go ahead and do that. Like, subscribe, follow our 5-star rating. Give us that if you want to. And go ahead and hit that alarm bell as well, because we post content daily, including weekends as well. And we've been posting here lately 3 episodes a day sometimes. Yep. Here in the last, 10 days, we've thrown in 3 episodes a day. So you want to keep up with your K-State Wildcats, what's going on, score-wise, news. We try to keep up with all that here on this podcast, with myself and Alex Aiden, K-State graduates. Well, I did want to talk here briefly for a few minutes on, that's not the tab I wanted. This is the tab I wanted right here. Women's basketball, right? Coming off of another bad loss, using double digits over a ranked opponent. This time, West Virginia, the postcast already out. We're listening to the podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. West Virginia, right? We talked about, speaking of Podbean, myself and Alex Aiden over there last week in recording episode, talking about these stretches. We're coming out. It's business time now for both the men's women's basketball teams, and primarily just focusing on K-State women's basketball. They're right there in the thick of trying to win a regular season conference title. They're picked number one. We were picked number one to finish in the Big 12. Talking about women's basketball, head coach Jeff Mitty. Well, yeah, all of a sudden I'm looking on here. Yeah, 3 games left. 3 games left. Kansas this upcoming Saturday. Baylor following Monday, another quick turnaround, but you have them at home. So these are the last 2 games already. And we're sitting here. It was not too long ago. We're sitting here talking about a possibility when the preseason Big 12 came out, this team was going to win the Big 12 pick number one. And now we're sitting here all of a sudden, late February, talking about them might not win the conference. It's a Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, women basketball focus. Eddie Greer, the third here, your host for this episode. Crazy how time has flown by, and 3 games left, and the next 2 of them are home, KU and Baylor. For us K-State fans, and I have referenced this several times, and I hate to go back to this point, but we're at this time now that Aoka Lee is supposed to be back this weekend on senior day. Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, Zai Walker. I'm going to throw Zai Walker in there because she was with us last year. This is going to be the last time we're going to be seeing, at least in Manhattan anyways, this core that, and you throw Briley Glenn in there as well. Even though Briley's been redshirted all year long, throw her in there because she's a vital piece in this too. This core that this is what you miss about college basketball. I have said this thousands of times this year on this podcast, and I'm going back to the well again. The development of players. It was brought up, and somebody brought that up in the show, in the afternoon show yesterday, in one of the afternoon shows, whether that was the midday show, 96.5, or the drive with Karen and Harrison. Somebody brought it up. And developmental players, Jeff Mitty and his coaching staff has done a tremendous job on however this shakes down. 3 games left in the regular season, and you're still in the thick of it. Now, obviously, you still have the Big 12 tournament, which we're circling that here in KC, try to go to one of those games. I'm not going to rule out, well, with this damn snow, but we're just going to see how this all shakes out. So I've looked at ticket ranges, everything else like that for these games. And Baylor money, but Baylor's an out. But KU, I'm not ruling that out. It's an afternoon game, senior day, with this core group. You're what, 22-4 right now for this team, and 3 games left, and then you got to go on the road to end it all. Of course, the team that we all got to start off with is Iowa State. But Iowa State on the road to cap it. That's what we got to take a look at these standings real quick for the Big 12 on the women's side right now. Yeah, so at the moment, I think West Virginia just lost. So that's KU. You got to win that. All these are massive games there. So right now, K-State, you have a tiebreaker over TCU for one. So you don't play TCU again. That's huge for K-State. That is huge. So you have a tiebreaker on them, I believe. Let me scroll up here for a second here. Let me see. Have we played Baylor yet? I'm scrolling up here right now as we're talking. Bat podcasting. We have not. So that, despite K-State struggles without Ayoka Lee, you get her back. That's a plus. Another plus, you don't play TCU again. You got a tiebreaker on them. You have a chance. Ooh, so this gets really interesting now. You have to hope TCU loses again. Okay, for K-State, you cannot lose. You just can't lose again. Iowa State, 18-9. Iowa State, that is going to be a tough out. Especially, you got to go to Ames for that. And given the fact that you lost, K-State has lost 2 straight games on the road. That is not a gimme at all. So you have to have hope TCU stumbles. Probably twice. I don't know if that's going to happen. You have at least hope for TCU at least once. You have to beat Baylor. You get Baylor on Monday night. You got to get them. That's a must win. To keep up with basically, it comes down to this. It's three teams for the regular season title. Can Serena Sundell, Ayoka Lee get it done? That's what it comes down to. You get 2 at home, you got to beat Kansas. You got to beat a sorry-ass Kansas team, which has taken a back seat this year, really. 5-10 in the conference play, you got to win that game. Monday night, Baylor, all these are must-wins, especially Baylor, because you win that, if TCU stumbles, you can win out. You can win the regular season championship. If you don't, if you lose one more, you're done. At least for the regular season title is concerned there as well. Because TCU, they've been great all year. K-State's been great all year, but they have stumbled recently. But you get your main player back in Ayoka Lee. Huge. So there's some positives there. But I think K-State, even all that said, guys, K-State Nation, Kansas State controls their own destiny. That's crazy. Because you beat TCU. So all you got to do, you got to beat Baylor. You're right in prime position. You have to at least hope TCU stumbles twice. Maybe that's not a given there, but you have to win out and hope TCU loses once to win the regular season championship. But you're set up gold here, seeding-wise, for the tournament in Kansas City here in a couple of weeks or so. Given the fact that for whatever reason, Jeff Mitty teams have stumbled in the second half, they're still right there in the thick of winning the regular season conference title. That's great. So right now, and for the fact that you get 2 of them at home and you have a chance to cap off the regular season with your winning streak attack, I'm not trying to jinx it or anything, but it's there. It is there. All that given, it is there for the Wildcats to take it. It's there for the Wildcats to take it. So we'll see what happens there. You get Baylor Monday night, Kansas on senior day, this Saturday afternoon in Manhattan. Then Baylor has to come in your house That's going to be a massive game there, potentially, for the Big 12 title. So we'll see what happens. And then Iowa State. Iowa State can throw a wrench. Baylor, and especially, you put asterisks, Iowa State. Iowa State can really throw a wrench in here because Kansas State has really struggled on the road in the last two games. Women's basketball, so it is there. It is right there. All they have to do, best case scenario, you win 2 of 3 and hope TCU stumbles. The best scenario, you win out and TCU stumbles once. You got it. You got it because so we'll see what happens there. So K-State, you still, after all that said, after stumbling Monday afternoon, you still have an opportunity, going chance to win the conference. Like you set out, like the Big 12 people set out, committee set out earlier this year. So it is there. And seating wise, you're in good spot. And then to host a game, an NCAA tournament game, you're in broad proposition as well. So all in all, I know we talk about standings and positioning a lot here in this episode here tonight, but it is there. You get Yoki back. Hopefully she can stay healthy throughout the rest of the year and into the postseason play. You hope to get better play from your stars and your role players and all that. And also Terrence Sides, you need to score the basketball and not this no point stuff there. That is a rarity. So all in all, Kansas State, you're in position. Women's basketball, 13th rank, 12th rank of the country, 15th rank of the country, where that is, you're in prime position to win the regular season Big 12 championship. So we'll see what happens going forward, starting Saturday afternoon. You gotta handle Kansas. Gotta handle Sunflower Showdown. Gotta handle them. And then probably the biggest games of the year, Baylor at home. Dropped up the home schedule, and then you got to go on the road to face who stands in the way, per usual, Iowa State. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up on this look ahead for Kansas State women's basketball. Head coach Jeff Meadey looking to win a Big 12 regular season championship. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.